Brilliance Audio. Doomsday Match by Jeff Wheeler. Performed by Kate Rudd. Chapter 1. Maya Biosphere Reserve, Xmacabatún, Guatemala. December 20th. The roar of the twin propellers made shouting the only way to be heard, even with the headsets. As it soared over the jungle lowlands, the plane bucked and dipped, causing various components of the LIDAR equipment to rattle. Although they were secured with thick straps, the pilot's face was dripping with sweat, which leaked beneath his sunglasses and into his scraggly beard.
"That's the last run!" the pilot shouted. "Time to head back to the airport!"
Dr. Estrada shook his head, planting his palm on the cockpit dashboard to brace himself against a sudden lurch.
"Let's go a little farther. We have enough fuel. Eh? Head north. We did the runs already. It's time to go back. We have fuel. North. Now."
Dr. Estrada felt the sweat dripping down his ribs. The twin prop plane was flying at an altitude of 2,000 feet. That was within the ideal range for the LIDAR equipment. But it made for a choppy ride, and the blazing sun was certainly as hot at their altitude as it was down in the jungle below. The LIDAR equipment generated plenty of heat, too. The strapped boxes had cables running through the plane like spiderwebs. A hole had been set into the bottom of the stripped-out plane so that the lasers pointed down at the jungle below. A tangle of cedar, ceiba, and cojon trees meshed together, so dense it was impossible to see beneath the canopy. Data had proven that LIDAR was the next breakthrough in archaeology, capable of digitally stripping away the trees and revealing man-made structures that had been abandoned by the Maya centuries before. Dr. Estrada was on the leading edge of the research in a joint partnership with UC San Diego in California. The lab, funded by a giant semiconductor company, processed the terabytes of data produced by the equipment in the plane. It would take 100 years to sift through the vast amounts of data. Except thanks to Moore's Law and the miniaturization of circuits, the servers were getting faster and faster, allowing the data to be mined and mapped much faster as time went on. He was excited about the work. Half of archaeology was knowing where to dig, and LIDAR provided an accurate map of what lay beneath the jungle's growth and was more dependable than the human eye. Through the windows, he could see the scenery of the Guatemalan jungle whip below them. The plane had to avoid the occasional blizzard of startled macaws. The pilot, Miguel Santos, had adjusted course north. The additional time meant more money for him.
"Where are we going, boss? We'll be there soon." "How long?" "What? How long we going north? We'll reach the border of Mexico in minutes."
The northern border of Guatemala was a straight line that ran through an enormous, uncharted jungle in the Yucatan Peninsula. The ruins they'd studied at Xmacabatún were on the eastern border shared by Belize, but that government didn't care if a plane wandered over the arbitrary line out in the middle of nowhere. The Mexican government, on the other hand, was a bit more testy about sharing their airspace. They looked down on Guatemalans. They didn't care that the current borders were a modern construct so steeped in history and civil war that they no longer seemed to make sense. 2,000 years ago, the entire Yucatan Peninsula was ruled by the Maya. The vast jungle below had been ruled by a people who knew about the orbit of planets centuries sooner than their European conquerors did. They'd left behind extensive ruins, many of which had yet to be discovered. An archaeologist's dream come true. The plane dipped again, making Dr. Estrada's stomach lurch, and he slammed his palm against the dashboard.
"We should turn back to La Libertad, sir! I don't want to get in trouble!"
Flying as fast as they were, they'd probably crossed into Mexican airspace already. Miguel wiped sweat from his mouth and began to angle the plane.
"A little farther. I just want to map one other thing while we're here."
He'd studied the topo map for years and had always been intensely curious about a certain location in the heart of the jungle. Satellite images showed very little because of the tree cover, but a curious mound rose from the jungle. A mound like that was not natural. The lowland jungles were typically flat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?